Hachette Audio presents Timeless, The Parasol Protectorate, Book the Fifth, written by Gail Carriger, read by Emily Gray.
Chapter 1, in which there is almost a bath and definitely a trip to the theatre.
I said no such thing, grumbled Lord Macon, allowing himself, begrudgingly, to be trussed in a new evening jacket.
He twisted his head around, annoyed by the height of the collar and the tightness of the cravat. Flute patiently waited for him to stop twitching, before continuing with the jacket. Werewolf or not, Lord Macon would look his best, or Flute's given name wasn't Algernon. Which it was. Yes, you did, my dear. Lady Alexia Macon was one of the few people in London who dared contradict Lord Macon. Being his wife, it might be said that she rather specialised in doing so. Alexia was already dressed, her statuesque form resplendent in a maroon silk and black lace evening gown with mandarin collar and Asian sleeves, newly arrived from Paris. I remember it quite distinctly. She pretended distraction in transferring her necessaries into a black beaded reticule. I said we should show our patronage and support on opening night, and you grunted at me.
Well there, that explains everything. That was a grunt of displeasure.
Lord Macon wrinkled his nose like a petulant child, while Flute skirted about him, puffing away non-existent crumbs with the latest in steam-controlled air-puffing de-wrinklers. No, dear, no, it was definitely one of your affirmative grunts. Conall Macon paused at that and gave his wife a startled look.
God's teeth, woman. How could you possibly tell?
3 years of marriage, dear. Regardless, I've replied in the affirmative that we will be in attendance at the Adelphi at 9 sharp, in time to take our box. We are both expected. There is no way out of it. Lord Macon sighed, giving in. Which was a good thing, as his wife and Flute had managed to strap him into full evening dress, and there was no way to escape that. In a show of solidarity, he grabbed his wife, pulling her against him and snuffling her neck. Alexia suppressed a smile, and in deference.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?